This is Issues and Views, Western New York's public affairs program focusing on topics and issues affecting you and your community. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily the opinions or views of Town Square Media or its employees. Here's your Issues and Views host, Joe Chile.
I'm pleased to have with me this morning Nakia Kemp, who is the executive director of the Police Athletic League of Buffalo. Nakia, how are you doing today?
I am fabulous. I'm wonderful today.
Nakia was great because Nakia is at a conference. What, is it in Colorado right now?
Yep, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Yep. So she had to get up a little bit earlier to talk to us because of the fact, you know, the time change. But she was very gracious in doing this. And we want to talk about some of the things that the Police Athletic League, or PAL, is doing here in the Buffalo area. And we had the opportunity just a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, to talk to Nakia. And she was great in describing the things that went on. I'm sorry it has been so long since we've spoken, but it's nice to get you here again today to talk about some of those things. And some of the things that are recommended for children and physical exercise. I mean, I know I have grandkids. My kids are all, you know, adults, you know, now, but my grandkids are like 8, 7, and 15 months. And it's a challenge to get kids off iPads or to get kids away from, you know, their schoolwork after school and get them to go outside. Get them. I mean, we spent, you're much younger than me, but we spent all of our time outside playing. We didn't have computers when I was a kid, you know what I mean? And I remember my mom saying to us,
come back in the house.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. My mom would say,
don't
get home.
Back in.
Yeah, get home by the time the street lights are on. Or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, we even drank from the water hose. Couldn't go and get water.
We would do the exact same thing. No such thing as bottled water. I mean, come on. And you know, and the other thing was, you know, I can remember my mom, we would come in the house and it would be later and we said, well, what about dinner? You missed dinner. It's in the refrigerator. If you want to warm it up, I'm not cooking again. I was just like, okay.
Yep, you eat what I make.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So what are they recommending for kids? Do they really want kids to get back outside again, huh?
Kids having 60 minutes a day is ideal, especially in the Buffalo area, Western New York area. You know, we were just talking about the weather and how unpredictable it could be. You know, it's so important to get kids outside all year round. You know, not just for their physical health, but also their mental health. You know, I think, you know, for adults, it's a stress reliever when you're out kind of moving, getting fresh air, getting sunlight and vitamin D. You know, it's so important for them to be outside.
You know, you're right. And not only that, we've come off of COVID, and COVID was terrible for social interaction between people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, kids are out of school.
We're still feeling effects of that.
Exactly. Kids are out of school. They're home. You know, a lot of the gyms weren't open. Mm-hmm. Kids weren't out playing basketball or baseball or whatever. And it really, it does. It kind of changes the whole mindset, right? So there's even more of an urge to get out. When you were a kid, can you remember, what are the things you liked to do outside when you were a kid?
Oh, my gosh. Hopscotch. Hide and seek.
Did you jump?
You know, all the cool backyard games.
Yeah,
definitely.
Did you jump rope? Because every time I tried to jump rope, I would face plant right on the cement. So,
those are important. And you know what? You talked about COVID for sure. So during COVID, you know, a lot of agencies took a break, closed down. We did not close down. We actually flourished during COVID. We launched a new program in the middle of COVID in June, called the Play Streets Program. And we went from neighborhood to neighborhood and we gave out free sporting equipment to kids so that they can stay physically active. So we gave them hula hoops, jump ropes, basketballs, footballs. We just wanted them to keep moving, even though the world was saying we're shut down and we're socially distant. We wanted to make sure they had something to have fun. And then we would do little challenges, you know, on social media, you know, how much can you jump rope, tag us, you know, upload a video, show us you jump roping or doing sit-ups or push-ups or things to be active, you know, just to get kids moving. So, you know, that program really took off in the middle of COVID.
Well, that's a great idea. I can see some of, you know, kids saying, Mom, I think it's Nakia coming up the sidewalk. She has a mask on, but it kind of looks like her, you know. So, no, that's great. And some of the people that I'm sure you had a lot of volunteers and staff members that were out in the community helping in that time, which was, you know, for people, even for people working in, you know, like for the Police Athletic League, police officers, anybody that was on the front lines, that was a scary time.
Exactly. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things that kind of sets us apart and makes us unique is our relationship with law enforcement. I think, you know, our police officers, our neighborhood engagement team, you know, were awesome, especially during COVID. I mean, we're all essential workers out just doing what we need to do and building that trust within the community and, you know, offering those opportunities for people to feel safe. And to build those relationships. So I definitely think that that's a unique aspect to the Police Athletic League.
You know, we're speaking with Nakia Kemp this morning, who's the executive director of the Police Athletic League in Buffalo, on Issues and Views. Nakia, you know, we're coming up on, you know, the unofficial start of summer in another week or so. What are some of the plans, some of the summer activities that will be coming up for the Police Athletic League?
Well, currently we are in our spring programming. So every season we change programming because just like sports, you know, we want to make sure that kids have the opportunity, especially inner city kids that may not have, that may have some financial barriers or transportation barriers. We want to make sure that we're offering different and variety in a variety of sports. So our main focus is camps, clinics, and then getting those kids to play in leagues. So for our spring session right now, we're doing, of course, the program I mentioned, Play Streets, where we're going out from neighborhood to neighborhood, giving out sporting equipment and hosting large community kickball games, volleyball games, just trying to do sports sampling. We set up a couple nets for soccer. It's a great opportunity to kind of get out, get to know your neighbors and have a good time. But we also, during this spring, on Saturdays, have a very large flag football program, which is co-ed. Which is pretty awesome. So we have over 150 kids who participate at the Johnny B. Wiley Stadium every Saturday, and they're out and they're learning the game of flag football. They're running, they're active, they're having fun on Saturday morning. It gives them something to do. They're making new friends. So it gives them a great opportunity to do that. And of course, we have our partnership with the City of Buffalo for literacy programs, after school programs. And in June, we're kicking off some baseball clinics for kids who may be interested in baseball. So our spring season is going really well as we kind of gear up for the summer. And of course, our summer is the busiest season of the year. We have full day summer camps, you know, for kids, you know, 5 years old all the way up to 12. We have a full day summer camp for kids in seventh grade going up to 11th grade, almost like, you know, most camps end at 12 years old, but, you know, no one wants to leave their 12 or 13 year old at home.
Exactly.
During the day.
Right.
So we offer, you know, full day programming for those children. And that program is unique in a way where they're, you know, learning about career exploration and it's more educational background and active. So PAL over the years has really evolved to becoming more than just sports by adding all these other components of social, emotional, mental health, and you know, some other activities that really support the whole child. We even started during COVID doing virtual cooking classes, you know, with our partner Passport to the World Club, and it's so cool. It's the coolest program. I love it dearly. So each family gets groceries delivered to them for a family of four, and then they can go online and they can participate in cooking classes. So they're learning about different vegetables and different dishes from around the world. So it's basically traveling to different countries through your taste buds. And a lot of times, you know, teaching families, you know, healthy eating habits and good eating habits is definitely complementary to what we're trying to do with them to get them physically active. They go hand in hand, which is why it's such a really cool and unique program for our kids.
Well, see, I think I should have learned that from you because I like to eat, but, you know, I didn't like to go out and exercise after eating. I do now, actually, later in life. Now, I bike ride like 20 miles a day, but I didn't used to do that. I mean, I was active. I was out and about. But, you know, I like to drive around and radio is really my passion, you know, and unfortunately you sit around a lot on radio. Do you do, you know, golf or tennis or things like that too?
Oh, absolutely. So this summer we'll have a series of free golf clinics. We have a tennis camp at Delaware Park called Love to Serve Tennis Camp. So we're registering for the golf clinics, the tennis camp. We have a program in partnership with the mayor called Game Changers, which is a basketball mentoring program that happens on Saturdays in the summer, which is pretty cool because that interaction not only happens between police and youth, but also between our business and community leaders. So we ask folks to come and mentor and volunteer their time to come work with the kids at the park. So they have some workshops and are able to listen to some folks that are a part of the community talk about ways that our youth can contribute in a civic way, which is pretty cool.
Well, you know, I'm gonna put you on the spot here for a second. I hate to ask you this, but you know, does the mayor get involved, and is he any good at baseball or basketball or anything like that? You probably don't want to answer that, but
well, you know, someone else asked me that question. Does he really? I said, you know what? He is very involved in Game Changers because he just absolutely loves that program, and he is actually, the kids challenged him. During a press conference, you know, they say, oh, because he played basketball in college at Buff State.
Oh, he did. I didn't realize.
So he did. And so the kids didn't know that. And they're like, oh, you know, he doesn't play. And he got out there and he shot a couple of three-pointers on him.
Come on.
And so he got out there in a suit and his shoes and was playing the kids. It was the best thing ever.
Okay. Now what about,
so he loves it.
What about, you know, Nakia Kemp versus Byron Brown? Do you think that we could get, you know, maybe a free throw game going here? And,
you know what? I know I couldn't take him in basketball. He's really good. But he's fair in tennis. So I could probably take him in tennis. I've watched him play tennis, and he's really good. He can juggle the tennis balls really well. But when it comes to actually hitting them with the racket.
Okay, so Mayor Brown, you hear this. Respectfully from Nakia. No, I think that that's great. And I think that, you know, it's good to know that, you know, that the mayor's involved, that you have community involved, that you have, as you said, police involved, because there in the past few years, there's been a disrupt or a disconnect between police and the community. And, you know, whether it be, you know, fake media stories, whether it be real media stories, whether it be stories that are, you know, I don't know that these things have always happened or whether they're just publicized a lot more now. I don't know, but there is that disconnect. Right. So this is helping the community to kind of bind with the police agencies in the community as well, right?
Absolutely. And when you look at crime statistics, just in Buffalo alone, there's been actually a decrease in violent crimes, you know, in the city. And that is, there's been a direct correlation between that and neighborhood engagement team, which is the division of the police department. You know, they go out, they go to community events, they go to block club events, and they're out in the community a lot. And there's definitely been a correlation between the two for sure.
Well, you know, it's funny because I went to Catholic school growing up, and I can still remember the nun saying to me, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You know what I mean? And I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but, you know, sometimes people liken crime to whether it be impoverished communities. But on the same hand, there are communities that are wealthy by, you know, by definition. Mm-hmm. And the kids are just bored out of their gourd and they decide to do stuff for fun. You know, we're going to break into cars for fun. Yeah. You know, it's not singling out any one group or any one community. It's just the fact that, you know, kids are growing up. They're at school all day long. They want to go out and they want to have some fun. And like you said, I mean, if they're challenged in sports, you know, they can go out and they can compete that way, you know, but otherwise, I mean, I remember when I was growing up, kids were out drag racing, you know what I mean? And, you know, and, you know, they were doing things. You finish drinking a bottle of pop and you smash the bottle in the street or something. I'm not trying to get, you know, kids ideas, but we did all that stuff. I mean, you know, I remember getting in trouble at my grandmother's house because she had an attic, a high up attic. And I used to go up there with this big flashlight that my grandfather had, and I would shine it in the eyes of drivers as they came down the street, which was not funny. And at the time, until somebody knocked on the door, and that was the end of that. But anyway, so enough about, you know, Joe Chile the criminal. But the
But that is so true. You know, we work with so many teenagers, and because we are one of the largest work-based sites for the Mayor Summer Internship Program, we get about 100 teenagers every summer working for us. And I think workforce development is really important for teenagers. It gives them something to do. It gives them their own money, you know, financial responsibility, you know, to be able to learn how to do things, you know, with their own money. It gives them an opportunity for job experience, kind of helps them figure out what they want to do in life. It gives them responsibility and leadership skills. And so being able to have, you know, programming built around workforce development is really important for our young people. When you talk about idle minds, you know, giving them something to do, why not give them something positive to do and pay them?
You know, that's true. I talk to, you know, to kids when, you know, they're seeing my grandkids or whatever, kids in the neighborhood. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'll say, you know, do you have chores to do that your parents, you know, pay you for? And, you know, half of them say they do and half will say, what are chores? You know, the first day of summer vacation was always like the most glorious day of the year, besides Christmas, you know, for us. Oh, my gosh. Right. I remember saying to my brother, I'm like, it's the first day of summer vacation. And remember my father, you know, he'd go downstairs and he'd say, okay, yeah, you guys can go out and play. But here's a list of things you need to do before you can go out and play today. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
it's a responsibility. Yeah.
And you've got to teach that to kids. You know, we're talking today to Nakia Kemp, who is the executive director of the Police Athletic League of Buffalo. Nakia, you know, you talked about some of the programs the kids and parents can register for right now. Are these programs free or is there a cost involved?
All of our programs are free. We do have a minimum fee for tennis, but we also offer scholarships. So for people who can afford $30 a week, then it's a minimal cost for tennis lessons, especially, you know, from high quality tennis coaches, which is pretty cool. But all of our programs are free. Mm-hmm.
There's been an issue over the past couple of years that kind of crosses all boundaries with regard to schools and fights, violence, whether it be in school, whether it be after school, getting out of school, going into school. Has the Police Athletic League gotten involved in this in mentoring or counseling kids?
Oh, absolutely. So we launched a program last October called Ford Critical Conversations, because it's sponsored by Ford Motor Company out of Detroit, between youth and law enforcement. So we've gone into now 4 high schools in the city of Buffalo and been able to have a group of teenagers work with police officers to talk about their frustrations in the community. Because a lot of times our kids want a platform, they want a voice, they want to be heard. And this gives them an opportunity to really talk about what's going on, you know, what ways they can make a change and what ways they can work with the police department to do their civic duty. And it's been very interesting, these conversations. And I think, you know, the officers and the police officers get a lot more out of it, you know, than the kids oftentimes. And those, all of our programs we operate in a restorative justice manner and restorative circles manner. So being able to allow kids to solve their own problems, give them the tools that they need to communicate their frustrations or their anger is really important.
You know, I think,
you know, having mentors is really important.
That's right, because I think that sometimes, you know, people would think, and this was, you know, it changed when I was growing up. Police used to walk in the different neighborhoods. You'd have beats. Walking the beat. Exactly, right. And then for a time, you'd see police and they'd just be driving by in cars. So you didn't feel that you would get that interaction. But I have seen pictures online of Buffalo police officers handing out basketballs to people, handing out different, you know, to kids, you know, and I thought, you know, when I saw this, I said, you know, what a great idea. You know, it's not like not like the police are racing in here, lights and sirens, trying to catch somebody, but they're really trying to interact. And I've seen police out walking the beat too. I mean, you know, and they're recognizable because most of them are
bikes.
Yeah. They're recognizable because most of them are built like telephone booths, right? Like they're huge, and you know, and of course I look up to them all the time because I'm short. But anyway, but you bring up a really good point, and I think that's very good. Be able to hear things that you wouldn't necessarily think of. One of the problems, because I worked for the sheriff's office in Niagara County for 37 years, but one of the things that you have, the problems is, you know, you meet with a certain clientele on the street, you know, all the time, and you have a tendency of seeing the people that are committing the crimes, but not the people that are doing good. And I think sometimes you can kind of get jaded, you know what I mean? And it's not only the community, but it's the police officers themselves. So it's great to be able to get into the community and actually hear, you know, what do you think of when you see a police car coming down the street? What do you think of when you see the uniform?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that I'm preaching to the choir here. I know, because, you know, you're out there doing, you know, every day trying to do these things. What do you think? Do you think that you're making a big difference in the community in teaching kids about law enforcement, about rules, whether it be in the importance of kind of interacting with each other?
Well, we just did our annual report, and we had an event a couple of weeks ago to kind of release it to, you know, our supporters and funders to say, here's the data. Because, I mean, it's all, you know, proof is in the numbers, you know, how well you do. And the data shows that, you know, our youth, we survey them a lot. We're all about student voice and choice. What do you want? What do you want to see? You know, we're here for you. You tell us. And so what we begin to see is their attitudes begin to shift from before participating in a PAL program till after. It begins to shift. They begin to have more respect for their community, more respect for their peers, more respect for adults, more respect for the police department. And you begin to see them use the tools that, you know, we've worked with them for them to gain, you know, being able to solve those problems and being able to do it all across the city has been, you know, amazing. You know, we started off in East High School, you know, with the teenagers there. We then moved to Lafayette High School, which was completely different with our immigrant and refugee population, you know, and their views. And they're like, we're a part of this community too, and we want to talk about things that affect us. And so that was very impactful. And we're headed into South Park High School. So being able to, you know, at every edge of the city, be able to talk about issues, be able to address those issues, and be able to impact change is huge.
You know, I think one of the things, you know, we talked about some of the sports activities and getting involved in the community, but I think one of the things that PAL does, Buffalo Police Athletic League does, is some of the non-athletic programs and, you know, giving kids the tools they need to succeed, like homework assistance, child literacy through, you know, Literacy Buffalo Niagara. And talk to us a little bit about those programs.
I think that, you know, especially with Literacy Buffalo Niagara, they've been a fantastic partner in being able to provide homework assistance, help, being able to provide those literacy support by a certified teacher. And, you know, these services are at no cost to city residents. So they could walk into any community center after school and say, you know, I'm failing in school and I need some help, and have a certified teacher there to help you, you know, get over, you know, help with your confidence of doing better in school. And a lot of our kids have responded back through surveys. I feel more confident. I feel better at test taking. You know, I don't get as nervous. You know, I now understand these math problems that I couldn't understand before. So being able to offer those opportunities, you know, is huge. And even our partnerships with the schools that we're in and some of the Buffalo Public Schools offering sports clinics. We have kids that said, you know, I've never played golf before. I've never had the opportunity to play golf, you know, and being able to learn the game of golf, we've had some kids really flourish. I talked about our workforce development program and even our tennis camp. We've had kids who have worked as interns since they were 14, 15 years old in tennis camp, and they've been able to go and get trained to be level one coaches. You know, sports is the great unifier. It really is. You know, we've all been to Bills games and Servers games and everything else. Everyone, we're just all there cheering and excited and happy. It's what brings us together as a community. It's also an avenue for children who are disadvantaged or may not have the same opportunity to look at having sports scholarships, you know, and having that opportunity for education. So they're using sports as other avenues, not just for the physical fitness and mental piece of it, but also an opportunity to open doors for them to be able to expand in their education. I mean, having an opportunity to row. Have you ever rowed?
I have never rowed.
Have you ever rowed?
I've rowed in a car. But I've.
But you never on the river.
No,
I've never been on the river.
I've been on the river because I worked in the Marine Division of the Sheriff's Office for 37 years. But I have never rowed, and I've seen it. I've seen it being done. You know, it's funny because you said the thing too about all of us being to a Bills game. I wonder how many kids or how many adults, you know, go to a Bills game and say, you know, this is a real opportunity. not to play sports, but to be a porta potty salesman, because everybody is trying to go to the bathroom at the same time. But you are exactly right. Nobody wants to, even when we talked about the homework part of it, you know, kids, kids or adults, nobody wants to feel stupid. Nobody wants to go in and say, look, I just don't understand, because other people are understanding and that makes you feel less, right? Like a lesser of an individual. And then what happens after that? You either go to get help or you withdraw or you drop out. And this is where the issues, this is where the problems come in, because, you know, then when you drop out, if you do, you feel like a failure. So you have to do something else to build yourself up. And this is, you know, part of the problem.
Oh, absolutely. And we're trying to provide as many preventative services as we can to as many children as we can. And the Buffalo community, Western New York community, has been extremely supportive by attending PAL events, by donating to our Camp Champs campaign, and allowing kids who would never be able to afford a full week of camp, you know, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, when mom is at work, I have a full camp that provides breakfast, lunch, snack, field trips, educational opportunities for an entire summer. You just don't get that for free. And so the Western New York community and Buffalo community has been extremely generous with making sure that they continue to donate and support, because they know that, you know, our kids really, we don't want them to fall through the cracks. We've seen, you know, drove through neighborhoods and you see kids not doing anything or getting into trouble. You know, offer them those opportunities for learning, offer them those opportunities for structure and mentorship. Offer them those opportunities to get a job. You know, I remember my first summer job as a teenager and my first check. I was so excited.
What was your first summer job?
My own money.
What was your first summer job? Are you going to tell us?
My very first summer job is I delivered newspapers. I think everyone delivered one point in time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I delivered newspapers. It was so cool. My second job, I actually worked in an office, which I like delivering papers better because I got a chance to be outside. I met new people. I sat on people's porches. And as you can tell, I talk a lot. So it was I really enjoy papers. So when I was in the office and in a cubicle and I was like shredding papers, I was like, this is not fun.
Yeah, when you were in a cubicle, it was kind of like, go sit in the corner, Nakia, and don't talk to anybody, right? It kind of felt that way. Yeah, delivering newspapers was great, especially when there were like two-story houses and you had to throw one up onto the second floor balcony or whatever the case may be. But, you know, that's awesome. We've talked about, you know, the fact that you need donations. I'm sure you have corporate sponsors. Can you give us a website or phone number or whatever if people do want to get involved, they want to volunteer, they want to make donations?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. BuffaloPAL.com. So they can go right to BuffaloPAL.com. They can register their kids for programs. They can volunteer. We oftentimes give interns who need to put in hours for school, for graduation. You know, we invite all to come out and you know, and work with us, which is great. Last Saturday, we had most of the UB Bulls football team came out to help us with flag football. So we always need volunteers to help because we have over 100, you know, 20 kids show up, you know, at the field. And so we always ask, you know, our collegiate partners, you know, if they could send over interns or student athletes to kind of mentor our younger athletes, and they have so much fun. I think they exhausted the UB Bulls players. And I actually watched an 8-year-old girl outrun a Division I player.
Wow.
In flag football. He was so tired and he stopped it. I'm laughing at him. I go, oh, you just got outrun by an 8-year-old girl. Her ponytails are going in the wind and she's flying past you. And he says, you try chasing someone that's short. He's 6'5". Someone that's way shorter than you trying to get their flag off.
Oh, that's exactly
running and bending.
And we have to have people out there for this, because there are 150 people out there for flag football, and Nakia's out there, she's going to try to talk them into playing tennis. So you want to make sure. Right, give us the website once again, Nakia, please.
It is BuffaloPAL.com.
All right.
So they can definitely go to our website. They can donate. You know, we love for people to come out. We are a fan of partnership. So if there's other youth sports organizations that would love to partner with us, we'd love that as well. You know, our goal is to touch as many kids as we can, you know, all year round. Get them outside and get them moving.
Nakia Kemp, Executive Director of the Police Athletic League of Buffalo. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, definitely a pleasure, Joe. Definitely.